There's another kind of challenge facing some immigrant families. These are families with children born here in the U.S. By birth, whatever their parents' immigration status, these children are U.S. citizens. But what if they move back to their parents' country of origin and can't prove their U.S. citizenship later? It's estimated there are hundreds of thousands of such cases right now in Mexico alone. Reporter Emily Green brings us one family story.
In the tiny village of Chernastico, in the state of Michoacán, Yasmin Mendez Marquez and her mother, Cecilia Marquez, sit inside their house. The living room is empty, except for the three plastic chairs we sit in and a cardboard box with peeping chickens. Cecilia tells me she married at 14, not an uncommon practice in rural Mexico. Soon after, she and her husband moved to the U.S., to rural Georgia. He had a temporary visa to work in the agricultural fields.
Era un sueño. Trabajamos en la cebolla, a veces en el tabaco.
She says it was like a dream. They picked onions and sometimes tobacco. At 15, Cecilia gave birth to Yasmin. She shows me the birth certificate from the hospital.
I'm looking at the birth certificate. It says she was born in Bullock Memorial Hospital in Statesboro, Georgia, on June 25th, 1993.
The U.S. Constitution grants anyone born in the U.S. automatic citizenship. But problems for Yasmin started immediately. First, the hospital reversed the order of her last names. In Latin America, a newborn traditionally gets two last names, father's first, followed by mother's. But in her U.S. documents, Yasmin's mom's last name was listed first. This is a common mix-up, and it can cause big problems down the road. A year later, Cecilia returned to Mexico with Yasmin.
Nunca nos imaginamos, ¿verdad?, que cuando uno se viene acá a México, que uno le saca pasaporte a sus hijos.
Cecilia says it never occurred to her that before returning to Mexico, she needed to get a U.S. passport for Yasmin. Back in Chernastico, Yasmin's family tried to enroll her in school. But the school said Yasmin didn't have the proper documents. So the family lied and said she was born in Mexico, which allowed her to attend school. But now Yasmin has two different officially documented places of birth, the U.S. and Mexico. This happens a lot, says Ian Brownlee, who until recently was a consular official with the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City.
It should be a dying practice to have a false Mexican registration. It takes a long time for everybody to learn that, yeah, it's okay for a little Juancito to be a U.S. citizen and attend school in Mexico.
Brownlee says the embassy works diligently to sort out which documents are true and which are false. He says the hardest cases are when the kids were born in the U.S. but don't have a birth certificate because it was lost or it was a home birth and the parents never got one.
It is really one of our main priorities here at the moment is documenting these kids as U.S. citizens. Whether they ever go to live in the United States is sort of irrelevant. They are U.S. citizens.
President Trump has a different message, though. As a candidate, Trump claimed incorrectly that the U.S.-born kids of immigrants are not automatically American citizens, and he vowed to end the right to U.S. citizenship in such cases. Now, amid the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration, many undocumented Mexican families in the U.S. are afraid to ask for official government help to document their U.S. citizen kids. That's according to Juan Carlos Mendoza Sanchez, who heads a Mexican government agency dedicated to assisting Mexicans abroad.
Tienen miedo que al ir a los consulados, que ellos compartan su información.
Mendoza says people are afraid to ask for help, even from Mexican consulates, because they worry their personal information will be shared and lead to deportation. Yasmin, now 25, still lives in rural Mexico and hopes to get a U.S. passport. Regarding her conflicting paperwork, Mexican officials put her in touch with a pro bono lawyer 18 months ago. She says the lawyer hasn't done anything, and on her own, she's unable to navigate the bureaucracy.
Quiero conocer allá. Allá tengo a una de mis hermanas y nunca la he visto. Y yo la quiero conocer.
Yasmin says she wants to get to know the United States. She has a sister in Georgia she has never met, and she wants to get to know her too. Whether Yasmin will ever have a chance to visit the country of her birth is anyone's guess. For The World, Emily Green, Charinastico, Michoacán, Mexico.